Today, I'm pleased to have as my guest, General of the Army, Omar Bradley, a gentleman who is currently devoting much of his time and energy in the development of top-notch American athletes for future Olympic Games. I'll introduce General Bradley right after this important message. Well, General Bradley, we're indeed honored to have you on our show. Tell me why you have this strong belief and great interest in the Olympic Games.
Well, I was an amateur athlete myself. I played football and baseball when I was at West Point. I try to play a little golf yet, and I think sports contribute so much to the development of the character of our youngsters, where they learn teamwork and consideration one for the other, that I think amateur athletics is one of our greatest assets.
I certainly agree, and the general was saying that he tries to play a little golf, and he has an 8 handicap. I wonder how many of you out there would like to play with an 8 handicap at this particular time. I think that's great golf, General. I'd certainly like to see you play sometime.
Well, it's not too bad for a man almost 67 years old. I'll be 67 this week.
General, let's get to the Olympic Games now, since this is what we want to talk about. And is it true the Olympics started way back, my goodness, it's about 3,000 years ago, somebody told me.
Yes, as I understand it, the original Olympic Games were held in Greece, and each city would send representatives to this meet. In fact, they thought so much of them that they'd call off their wars during this time and get together and then go back and fight afterwards. But they would call off their wars for these Olympics.
Now, let's find out what you consider the most unusual aspect of the Olympic Games.
Well, I think the fact that this is a place where youngsters get together, get to know each other, and exchange ideas, see how the other man thinks and lives. And the mere fact that you're competing against the best in the world, I think contributes a great deal to a better understanding between nations and the people of nations.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that in time when people are talking so much about the needs of different nations that it is wise that we raise $1.5 million to send our boys over there to compete against all these other countries?
Oh, yes, we mustn't let our boys down.
Mm-hmm. General Bradley, I just want to say that I certainly want to add our thanks once again to the fact that you would take the time out to come by and give all of your wonderful knowledge to the audience as far as the Olympics are concerned. I want to wish you continued success and health and happiness.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. If I have contributed in any way to helping our athletes participate in these games.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.